safe way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want gum?
He has the stuff. He owns.
It's fine. Your mic's on over there, Catherine? Are we good?
Yes.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. Massaquon Borough Board of Education meeting of September 18th, 2012. Opening statement pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code, Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the CoStar and posted in the Borough Hall of Massaquon and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Would you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mrs. Barnes, Mr. Bauer, Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
Mrs. Dagnus Bang.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fury, Ms. LaSala.
Here.
Mr. Shelton.
Here.
Mrs. Verdi.
Here.
Mrs. Walsh.
Here.
Mr. Wittestell.
Here.
We have a quorum.
A little bit of housekeeping. Julia Barnes and Mark Fury have back-to-school night in their districts. Mr. Bauer had a family commitment, and they will be absent this evening. We also, just for, so the public is aware, have two agendas. We're going to be taking action with the first one, but we are conducting one meeting, so we'll be moving right from the first agenda into the second. Mission statement. Massaquon School District's mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned to the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within a community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Statement to the public. Oftentimes it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then referred to the appropriate board committee. The members of the board committee work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that the members fully understand the matter. When the committee is satisfied with the matter, it is presented to the Board of Education for discussion before any final action is taken. Only then is it placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. May I have a motion to approve 091801, recommended approval of Kenneth Clayton as a member of the Massaquon Board of Education?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Thank you for the second, Mr. Campbell. Roll call, Peg.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. Dagnus Bang?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Wittestell?
Yes.
Mrs. Hahn?
Before administering the oath, I would like to advise you of the following. Please review the code of ethics that are established by the New Jersey School Boards Association as a guide for conduct as a member of the Board of Education. Please remember you are a board member and have authorization of the board member only when you sit with the entire board. Remember also that individual board members can be subject to individual litigation. And above all, please remember that all items discussed in executive session must remain confidential until such time as the action addressing these matters is made public. Having made you aware of these items I've mentioned, I will now administer the oath of office. I, Ken Clayton, do solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to the governments established in the United States, and this state, under the authority of the people, so help me God. I, Ken Clayton, do solemnly swear, that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law, for the office of member of the Board of Education, and that I will faithfully, impartially,
plate for you at the next meeting.
I made one.
Yes, I saw that. Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Okay, if we flip over to the work agenda, number six, 092501. Next week, we'll be approving the minutes of the open agenda work session and closed executive session of August 21st, 2012, and the regular business meeting and closed executive session of August 28th, 2012. We'll have a presentation on the audit and the district evaluation advisory committee. Can somebody, Bob, can you give us a little bit of what the presentation is on the evaluation?
Well, the evaluation committee has been working to bring the district into conformance with the with the change in requirements in staff evaluation. The state has implemented or is implementing a system of staff evaluation which is more extensive than the previous requirements in terms of the number of evaluations that need to be that need to occur both for tenure and non-tenure. They've changed the number of years required for tenure. So we have a committee in school, as proposed by the state, that each school district should have, which is working on the changes and coming up with procedures, coming up with forms, and coming up with suggestions as to how this requirement, this new requirement on staff evaluation, can best be implemented. So that committee has been working. They've met, I think they began to meet last May. They met, I think, once during the summer, and they've already met twice since the school year started. And they will be reporting at that next meeting.
Thank you, Bob. 092502, recommend approval to accept the audit. Peg, can you give us a little explanation of what we'll be doing next week with that?
Okay. We are hoping to have the final audit that I can distribute on Friday. We are waiting for some information still that we need to complete the J documents, and we should have that tomorrow. So we will have them delivered to each board member's house. And so that you'll be able to, we'll be able to present on Tuesday and able to accept the audit on Tuesday. If I don't receive that documentation tomorrow, we may not make it. And then we'll just pull it off the agenda until October.
Any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstella?
Is there a deadline for which the audit has to be approved?
November.
By November.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Okay, 092503, we'll be doing the superintendent's report and information items. Public comment on the agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time or recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the Board of Education encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in the agenda only. If you'd like to come up and make a comment, if you would give your name and your address on any items on the agenda. The floor is open.
Good evening, Paul Battaglia, President of Manasquan Education Association. I'm not quite sure exactly what number it's going to reference, so I'll just make it more of a general statement. But I understand that there are going to be some motions next week voted on regarding child study team placement of students and perhaps staffing. And just I want to make sure that the board is aware of a couple of issues, which you may be, but just want to make sure we're all on the same page. The child study team position of a learning disability teacher consultant was decreased 30% as recommended by Mrs. Margin when she was in place. But there's been less than a 10% deduction in students requiring this specialized support. The number increases every year, but we only have one person in the district who's currently certified to handle the 1,700 students in that position. As a teacher, as a taxpayer, as a parent, you know, that ratio doesn't seem very good, and it seems like it's a disservice to those students. So I can't imagine that this current administration would support a decision that directly cuts and will negatively impact really our most vulnerable students. So it's something that I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of. It is our opinion that this position needs to be staffed at 100% in order to service the district. And hopefully, you know, you all, if you didn't know that, you'll at least do a little bit more investigative work and talk with each other about it.
Thank you, Mr. Battaglia. Anybody else? Seeing no one, we'll close the floor. Moving on, the next item for next week will be 092504, recommend approval of elementary school personnel as specified in document D. Any discussion, any questions? Okay, 092505 would be the approval for the elementary school professional days and field trips as per document E. Any questions or discussion? 092506, recommend approval of the CUSAC statement of assurances as per document F. Peg, or Ms. Mahan, could we get a little explanation for our new board member as to what that is?
Well, this year, excuse me, CUSAC is an evaluation system instituted by the state where the county office is directed to look at each of the districts within their area of responsibility. They put forth a series of criteria that districts have to measure up to. We have been shown, this is the second time that Manasquan will be, isn't it the second time, Peg? That Manasquan will be evaluated. That evaluation, the date of that evaluation hasn't been set yet. It's probably going to be towards the spring of the year, hopefully. But a team from the state will come in, and according to a preset set of standards, they will document that the school district is operating within the requirements of the law, and that all those programs required by the state are in place and operating, functioning effectively. So that should take place, I would think, maybe in March or April. And the board will have an opportunity to interface with that particular program, because we're going to be reporting some more during the course of the year about our CUSAC report.
Any questions? Okay, 092507, recommend approval of acceptance of funds NCLB. Peg, can you just give a brief, I know that when we put the agenda together, I had asked you if those funds were anticipated. Could you explain to the board what you told me?
We receive funds each year under the NCLB grant. The funds are usually designated for things like basic skills teachers. A teacher, if we had classes, and we had to add an additional class or subdivide a class, things like that. So they are planned dollars in our budget. We plan it at 75% of the allocation of the prior year. So they are a deduction from our expenses when we plan our budget.
Any questions or discussion? 092508, recommend approval of Manasquan Elementary School girls and boys soccer schedules per document H. Any questions? 092509, recommend approval of the elementary school cross-country schedule as per document I. Any questions? 092510, recommend approval of tuition for the multiply disabled class at $29,205. Peg, can we get an explanation there?
Yes. We typically have had LLD classes and preschool handicap classes. We do have two classes currently. One has two severely disabled children, and one has three. But it is a situation where we have these children placed outside the school district. We brought them back in, and we have one tuition student currently from Toms River. And the rest are Manasquan students. So either these students' needs would be addressed by sending them out in transportation and tuition, or bringing them in and servicing them in school.
Okay.
And Margaret has been able to bring them in.
Any questions? Mr. Campbell?
Didn't we talk about that last time? We were going to do that instead of sending out?
Yes.
So we only have the one we're sending out?
We have more than one that we send out. But in this situation, I believe two of the children in the past were in outside placements, and we were able to bring them back in.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
This is tuition for the out-of-district student.
That this is tuition for the out-of-district student to come here, so it's an actually revenue for
okay.
the Manasquan Board of Ed.
Mrs. DePaul?
And does it save us money to keep them in?
Oh, yeah.
It does.
I
not
think
sending
so.
Them out.
Yes, I think in this case it definitely
it does.
Does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Okay, 092511, recommend approval, adoption of the Manasquan School District goals for 2012-13 as per document J. If you go to document J, we worked in committee, and we came up with the goals according to each committee. That was compiled by Deb Shannon onto the one sheet. So if you get a chance to look that over, and if there's any questions, you know, please let me know. Everybody have it? Mr. Shelton, was there anything on technology that we were addressing there, or were... Yeah, no, I mean, I just want to make sure that's...
That's what we're...
Okay.
Does the public have these?
I would assume they do. Do public have those documents, same documents, Peg, that,
I don't believe so, no.
You guys have attachments?
They would give them next week.
Are they on the website yet?
I don't know if Deb posted the goals. I would have to check with her.
All right.
Everything else was posted, anything that you received last week was posted on the website.
They will be in the pack, they will be attached next week for the public, Peg?
Yes.
We should try to get them uploaded so the people here can see them.
That's fine.
I mean, because they can't have questions on if they can't see them.
But do we have questions on them?
I don't on J, I do on K, but that's the next item.
Okay, well, that was where I was going. 092512, what is here is last year's goals. I had asked at the last work session, at the last regular session, that the board come to the table with some ideas for our board goals. It would be my suggestion, if you take a look at document K, there's still one goal that we haven't completed yet, and that's to successfully negotiate new contracts with the Massaquan Education Association and the Massaquan Administrators Association. It would be my recommendation that we leave that goal there because we still are involved in that task. Additionally, I don't know if anybody has additional goals that they brought with them, but we have to formulate these and get these approved. I have a couple of ideas that, you know, I would like to throw out and share and get your input with as well. I think that one of the things we should think about is ensuring that the district's policies and procedures effectively support the district's programs for student learning development and achievement, including teaching and learning highlights and new student involvement initiatives at each regularly scheduled meeting. I think we should spend a little more time bringing to the public's attention and to the board's attention what's actually going on with the kids in the district and classroom. Does anybody have any additional that they may have brought with them, or how do we feel about this process, and where do we want to go so we can complete this task, hopefully by next session?
Well, can we give you stuff before next week?
I did ask for that as well, Mike.
Yeah, we did the district goals, but
right. No, I also had sent out for the board goals. So if we could within this week, if you could either you know, contact me, call me, or get your ideas to me so we can compile. This shouldn't be that hard. This is not like the district goals. We're not looking for as many. You know, I think we went with four goals last year. I want to keep the contract negotiations in there because obviously we have to fulfill that. But if you could get your ideas to me so that we can come back next week and leave this item on the agenda and hopefully be able to complete it. Is that agreeable, or does anybody have any suggestions? We're good? Okay. 092513, recommend reapproval of the Massaquan Board of Education Policy 241504, district-wide parental involvement as per document L, and 092514. The policy committee met and reviewed the Strauss-Esme alerts, and with the input at the time from Mrs. Margin and the administration, we reviewed which policies needed our attention. They are attached here, so if you take a chance to look them over, and we'll do the first adoption next week. Mr. Winterstella?
Madam Chairman, would it be appropriate to have some questions on 9400?
Sure. Go right ahead.
First of all, I would hope the board might want to review this a little bit. I'm not sure what the difference between an extreme emergency and an emergency is. I think that's kind of a very subjective term, and I think you should just put in there in the case of an emergency. I would also question the requirement that all media requests be in a written electronic format. I was involved in the publication of over 40 monthly magazines, and I know editors at the last minute want to do some fact-checking, and it's very difficult to do that through some sort of written statement. Normally that's done with a verbal exchange by phone or in person. And I don't see how somebody could do some fact-checking close to a deadline through a written media. I think that should, I'm not really sure that you're gonna get You may get the Asbury Park Press and the CoStar to comply with the written format request, but I don't believe you're going to get the New York Times or the North Star Ledger to submit a written, their questions in writing before you answer them. It's also going to be very difficult with the electronic media where you're doing a live interview or something. The person, you know, there's no way a reporter can write down his questions on live TV or on the radio and then have them expect them to be answered. And I also have a very serious reservation about the paragraph which ends with the approval of the board president. I'm not sure what that means, and I would appreciate a definition on that. Is that saying that the board president is going to more or less have a media czar role over all news releases and all news media, or just for the school board, or what? The way it reads right now, I mean, I would have no problem. I think the president should be in charge of board communications, board press relations, but I'm not sure the board should be overpowering the superintendent or principals in their meeting with the, have to review everything before it's, you know, it goes out to the press.
When the policy committee put this together, John, the intent was to try to make sure that the information that's being disseminated is accurate, that goes out. Mm-hmm. It's the way that we wrote it, I don't believe, does give the board president any power over the superintendent as far as it's, we tried to separate it as far as board questions going to the board president and district questions going to the superintendent. As far as the extreme emergency, I believe what the intent was with the committee, again, this was not, the policy committee is made up of Julia Barnes, Mr. Shelton, Mrs. DePaula? Am I missing anybody? Is there anybody else on there?
Yeah,
we did extreme emergency. What we were talking about is obviously you're not going to ask somebody to submit a request in the event that there was something like a fire or something that, you know, happened in the day-to-day course of the business.
Well, it's very subjective, and I don't know why we need the word extreme in there. I would think that in the case of an emergency would suffice. I mean, it's...
We can strike extreme.
Just wish there were better wording without that underlined sentence. I mean, it's a continuation of a sentence, and it's certainly a supportive clause of what goes before it. And what goes before it says that the superintendent shall be the chief communications representative of the board with the approval of the board president. And I'm not sure. I think that should be worded a little differently. I think the board president should be the chief communications representative of the board.
I agree with that, actually, but, and I thought that's the way that it was written. Do we want to go back and revisit?
What do you think?
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's very important for our policies to identify the board president as the spokesperson for the board.
I have absolutely no...
And I think that it is important that the board president be aware of any information that's being shared with the media, and as the president of the board, I think it's appropriate that they be involved in that process.
I think it might be better, if that's the purpose of that statement, I think it might be better saying in conjunction with the board president, and not with the approval of the board president. With the approval of the board president certainly delineates a certain power to approve or not approve of certain statements. So if you want to say in conjunction, I just don't believe... You know, it's just the way it's worded, it's all one sentence, and it's all inclusive. There's no exceptions in there, and I think if what you're saying, I think Michelle does a good job representing the board and being
John.
The spokesperson, but I don't think she should, or I won't say
the
Michelle,
position.
I don't think the president should have any kind of approval power over what the superintendent says. I don't think it's a workable system. I don't think it would require the board president to be available on a 24/7 basis, and it's also really the superintendent's job to, I think, speak for the school in regard to student achievement programs, curriculum, student programs and school events.
That we agree on, John, and I think that's the way the policy was written. I'm not really sure that was our intent when we put the policy and made the changes. What you're saying is you don't believe it reads that way.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Perhaps we can go back to the policy committee with your suggestions and, you know, further explore it. Mr. Shelton?
We met with Bob when we went through this. I mean, I'm reading here that for district-related submissions and questions concerning student achievement programs, curriculum, student programs, and school events, the superintendent shall be the chief communications representative of the board. Is that clear to the superintendent?
Would you continue that sentence?
Is that clear to the superintendent?
Yeah.
And then with the approval of the board president. Is that clear to the superintendent as to how that operates, or would you like to see that changed?
I think the language can be moved around a little. So the way it sits there right now, it looks as if you're hampered from saying anything unless you get this imprimatur. And I don't know that that's really what you intended, because that could really hamper.
So the two of you could figure out how that should work.
I was just going to say, well, we could also, collaboration, John, is that something that you, is that what you just threw out, or did?
Conjunction.
No, in conjunction. In conjunction with the board president, I have no problem. But with the approval of the board president, it gives us certainly a amount of authority and censure, if you will. And I know you probably wouldn't do it that way, Michelle, but there may be other board presidents, and this is going to be a policy that people are going to have to live with. And I also, you know,
Is the board comfortable with Mr. Mahan and I getting together during the week and playing with the wording on that? We'll send it out in your packets with your agendas for next week, and we can see if we can come up with something agreeable.
Okay, and my other question is on that written. I am appreciative. I know I've had some correspondence with you, Michelle, on this. It is a preference of the board, which I certainly appreciate the word preference in there, as opposed to it's the only way to do it. I assume that in certain cases, the board is going to accept the verbal
John.
Request. Absolutely.
We looked at other school districts' policies that had this in there, and again, the intent here is to just try to make sure that the information that goes out is accurate and not given on the fly. So it's not in all instances, but we can take a look at that as well, and we can make some recommendations. I'm sure we can find some time this week, and if that's agreeable to the rest of the board, we'll make the suggestions. I'll speak to the people at the policy committee as well. Are we agreeable to that?
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Winterstella?
No, fine. Okay.
All right, and then with all of the other policies, if you would review them and just look at them, and we'll do the first adoption or first reading next week. Okay? 092515, recommend approval of district's comprehensive maintenance plan. Peg, you're up again.
The comprehensive maintenance plan is just supposed to be a general plan, so you'll see that the wording is very generalized about building systems and just talks about almost anything that you could address in a building. The M1 is a form that is developed by the state, and we are required to fill out with information that was either budgeted, expended over time. And then at the bottom of the M1 on the front page, you'll see that there is a number called the maximum capital reserve, and that's the money that we would be permitted to put into capital reserve. So it's on the other page. If you go to the front and all the
this will be behind your policy, behind the whole section of policies in your binder.
I gave her both. But there's two sides to the M1. If you don't have the other side, it should be in there. Have it on the other side of the comprehensive maintenance plan.
It's one side thing.
Okay. That should be in there, and on the front part of that, is the maximum allowed capital reserve. The facilities checklists are checklists where we go around and check building systems, things that we have in each building, and we produce those when they do the walkthrough for CUSAC. And the next one we might as well go into, the long-range facility plan.
That's 092516?
Yes. The long-range facility plan, this is our long-range facility plan. It was developed years ago at this point. And what happens is as we make changes to the long-range facility plan, for example, if you make any changes where there is an educational change in the plan, there will be an update as far as your long-range facility plan date. So our last change in educational format was in 2009. So our plan is active until 2014. The state used to have us rewrite these plans every 5 years. It's in a format that the state developed. You fill in forms, and you basically get printouts. If you have a project that is not in or is not recognized in this plan, before you would go in and do that, you would typically add it to the plan.
Peg, with the document that we're missing parts of, can we get that out to the board electronically?
Yes.
Tomorrow, if mm-hmm. that's possible.
Michelle.
0925, sorry, Mr. Sheldon.
If I can ask Peg a question on mm-hmm. this form. This is your expenditures by year for the high school and the elementary school broken out?
Yes.
So you start in school year 03-04, you run through 12-13. I assume the 850 in 12-13 is at the roof in the high school?
Yes.
In the same year, you have 143,928 in the elementary school. Where's the boiler?
The boiler is in capital.
Okay. So in 11-12, we spent 189,000 in the high school, 24,000 in the elementary school. Is that fixing everything? Is that this is total expenditures by building for what type of expenditures?
You're looking for what's called the 261 account, which is the maintenance account, not 262, which is general operations that happens every day. So 261 is anything that we spent that was out of the ordinary for maintenance. That was something that, it wasn't the typical cleaning your carpets and things like that, but if we replace things in the buildings.
So like in 10-11, we spent $305,000 in the high school. Is that maybe a bathroom?
Yes.
But we spent $4,200 in the elementary school, so mm-hmm. nothing needed fixing.
Well, the elementary school, remember, had the big addition prior to that. So the elementary school had a lot of work done on it when we built the addition to the elementary school. So it really wasn't in need of a lot of repairs at that point.
Okay, so this is total repairs, not inclusive of capital expenditures from 03-04 through 12-13.
That's correct. It's the 261 account, basically.
Okay.
Any other questions? 092517, recommend approval to dispose of a piano. Any questions?
Say that again.
Okay. 092518, recommend approval of the following change order. Mrs. Hom, can you just give a quick brief?
Yes. We had already approved the two earlier change orders. And the third change order, there was a part, there was an air makeup that was in the boiler room. It was in the way of the breaching. And they disconnected it but did not remove it. It was not in the plan to be removed. So we are paying for that to be removed. We paid for it to be removed, so it was out of the way in order for us to do the rest of the project.
Any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Are we done hooked up with everything with them?
No, we're not. And believe me, it's getting me nervous. there are two parts still missing to the breaching. They mm-hmm. thought that they would be testing this week. I insisted that they test after the school day. So they are telling me within the week we should be testing. I hope that that's right, but those two parts still have not arrived. You will see a crane in the front driveway to finish that installation. So we probably will have a crane one more time, and that's why the dumpster is still out in front of the elementary school, because we need the driveway. But it will be moved back once we have that final piece in.
Mrs. Palmer, can you talk just a little louder when you're That's okay.
Are these, do you anticipate these, we're only going to have these three change orders, or will we have more?
Yes, there was some discussion that they wanted a change order for overtime for doing the testing of the system, which we had a few words about, and now we're not being charged for that. So you know, I anticipate that this should be the end of the change orders unless something very unusual happens. But we did have an experience once before where we would never test a boiler, turning on a boiler with the kids in school. Because if there was any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
That's why the overtime.
Well, in the contract, did they say they would be finished with the job before school started?
Originally, excuse me.
You have to get better pay, because I can't get through the rest of this without you.
Yeah, all right.
So take a sip.
Okay, take a sip of coffee. It's allergies.
No, I hear you.
Is it coffee? That's the question.
Originally, they had given us a projection where they would finish in August. However, they had till the end of September. So they technically have until the end of September to finish.
So they can test it when students are not in the school?
Yes.
Okay.
We scheduled that for 3:30.
Okay, 092519, we'll do the acceptance of all the financial reports. 092520, under the Manasquan Sending Districts, recommend approval of high school personnel as per document one. Any questions or discussion? 0925. Mrs. Verdi?
Yes, that's it. On number three, we are recommending the approval of Ms. Trufo as a school nurse to cover the athletic trainer as needed basis. And what is going to be the rate per schedule? Is it per diem?
I will double check it, but I think they said $60.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it 60? Okay.
And that's being incurred by the, is this the soccer?
This is the soccer situation. We were having a hard time getting a sub trainer.
Right.
Especially since our rates are not necessarily competitive with some of the other districts that hire sub trainers.
Oh, good.
But that expense is not being borne by the district. That expense is being paid for by the parent group.
That's correct. Now, which leads me to the next question. I had asked about the parent group. Again, I'm a parent. I have an athlete in the district. I have no problem paying and contributing, but I still haven't received anything of the sort from anyone. I don't know if Mrs. De Palma has.
The only thing I can tell you is that the girls had the money raised, and it was in the girls' soccer central fund account.
The girls'
soccer. The boys had a donation to cover theirs. So.
The Finance Committee is addressing the parent groups. I mean, we're well aware that anybody that's raising money, coaches that are asking for checks from parents, I mean, we have to make sure that there's controls in place and that we know exactly, that you know who you're contributing
right.
to. So we're aware of it. And again, we were short-staffed with the Finance Committee this week, so we didn't really make a whole lot of concrete decisions. We will do in our October meeting be addressing that.
Okay. And also the last one, number six. Recommend approval for the Manasquan Central Office clerical support to receive an hourly rate of $25 for any work related to Spring Lake Heights. I personally think that as a board, we need to discuss the Spring Lake Heights.
I think we're a little ahead of you. I had a discussion with Mrs. Hom about the Spring Lake Heights agreement, and I also reached out to the Spring Lake Heights board president. We don't want to leave certainly Spring Lake Heights in a lurch.
Right.
If they're going to be looking. And I think it's, at this point, I've heard from plenty of the people on the board that we'd like to have Mrs. Hom's focus here after this current agreement with Spring Lake Heights is up. I spoke with Peg about that, and we did, again, alert Spring Lake Heights so that they'll have plenty of time to fill their needs as well. So that's where we are with that. And does anybody have any questions?
Actually, I do. What was in her? I'm sorry. Did I cut you? Sorry.
No,
I had a couple. I had only notes. We have to give them 60 days, Peg. Is that what your contract?
Well, we have a contract through to June.
Yeah.
And it is our. We talked about this. Most people would finish through the year because you'd have to have an audit, close out the books.
Okay.
If we closed mid-year, we would have to have an audit mid-year because you wouldn't want to leave a district and do mid-year.
Right.
So Michelle and I talked about it, and my recommendation is it's fine with me, but I would prefer to finish through June, do their audit, and give them time to be able to look.
And again, I think it's in all fairness, there isn't anything that drastic that warrants pulling, in my opinion, Mrs. Hom back at this point to our district. I think going forward, it's something that the majority of the board has expressed with me. They'd like to keep her here and keep the focus here. Mr. Shelton?
Is the $10,000, is that out of the money that we get from them,
yes.
I assume?
And we've never spent that money, Mike. It's very few hours that they use
But there is a few hours that my staff uses.
You didn't just imply we have any extra money though, right? We just haven't spent.
I think I heard that.
Okay.
What was that?
You didn't just imply that we have extra money there.
No, that was part of our budget.
Is Spring Lake Heights audit done?
The Spring Lake Heights audit will be completed in October.
Okay, so this.
We're waiting for fixed assets on theirs.
Same thing we were waiting for here?
No, we have something else that we were waiting for here.
Okay, but we do think we'll have ours, just to go back to that at the end of the week, hopefully.
That's my plan, yeah.
But again, that $25 per hour comes out of money that we receive from Spring Lake Heights in the contract now.
Yes, and it's what we, the same rate we agreed to last year.
Right. Any other questions?
I just have a question on the last, on the soccer, when we were talking about the parent group. You said that the boys had a donation?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where'd the donation come from?
I don't know that the person wants to be recognized for the donation, so.
But you do have to know, you have to know.
I received a check, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave me the check that night.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But I don't think he really wanted recognition for it.
Well, all right, that's fine.
Mrs. Verdi?
Quick question. Can an anonymous person make a donation of uniforms? Is that?
They could not make a donation of uniforms if they wanted to donate money towards uniforms where the athletic department would pick the uniforms, but they could not donate uniforms, or they should not donate uniforms.
Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion? 092522, approval of students for treatment or placement prescribed by a child study team as per document three. Any questions? 092523, approval of revised K-12 curriculum as per document four. Any questions? 092524, approval of Denise Wegman and Associates, or D. Wegman Associates LLC, to provide consulting and counseling. Just so that the board is aware, this was built into the budget, so this is not anything new. And Mrs. Hom explained to me that this has to be on the budget to approve her. Why?
Because she's an outside consultant, just so that when we pay it and the auditors look in our agenda, they can see that we approved her.
But this was an expense that was built into the budget?
Right.
Okay. Any questions? 092525, recommend approval of the New Massillon High School Central Fund as shown below, Boys and Girls Bowling Club. Questions? 092526, recommend acceptance of the following High School Central Funds report. Any questions? Okay, brings us to old new business. Anybody for anything old new?
What are these items here for next week?
Well, I have some other old new before we get to those, if that's okay. Actually, no, you know what, Mike, we'll do those first. We do have to have a discussion of the field project. We spoke about this. I spoke to the finance committee. I've had a chance to speak with Bob. I've had a chance to speak with Peg. And I think that there are some concerns with when we presented to the public the three options on the field. It was my understanding and the board's understanding that we had a certain amount of money that we were getting from the endowment fund, which we since learned that that may not be the case, that there may be some contingencies upon that money based on who donated what and what plan we were going with. When we presented to the public, I did not know that. So I've asked that we go back to the endowment fund until we can secure some answers on what we're actually dealing with and what we're using. You know, then we'll have to proceed forward. I also asked Mr. Mahan if we could have a meeting with the coaches, either through Buildings and Grounds, I think would probably be a good idea. We've never spoke as a board with the coaches that are going to be using the field to get their input and what their ideas are. And I mean head coaches of all of the teams that would be using the athletic field. So those are some of the things that we're starting to gather to try to proceed and move forward. The bigger question right now is that there's a banner currently hanging. Do we have two, Peg, out back and out front?
I think it's just out front, but they were thinking about moving it to the back. Originally, I said
okay,
out front.
But it's
back.
The one that's
mm-hmm.
out front.
Mm-hmm.
And the endowment fund, is it the endowment? Who asked us if we want to move that?
The endowment or alumni, I think it's the same thing. The Alumni Association felt that maybe that should be taken down because that isn't the only thing that they are running, you know, that they are trying to raise money for.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe it would be a good idea to have that removed since it isn't currently necessarily the project that
and
we'll
who owns
forward.
That? Whose banner is it?
Yeah, who says that? Who paid for that?
Is it the endowment
funds? Honestly, I don't know.
Is it theirs?
Right, I believe so.
Because if they're asking us to take it down, I'd like to know that
right.
it's theirs to
pay for it.
You know, my problem with the banner to begin with, and this is just my personal opinion, not imposing my opinion on the board, but I spoke to a lot of people that it was almost like a movie theater coming attraction. People thought this was done. They didn't realize that we're still raising money for it. It looked like a project. I had a lot of people say, when's the shovel going in the ground? When are we starting? There was some suggestion of maybe, you know, putting some type of thermometer or something on the side that here's where we are, here's where we need to be. But I think as far as, I need to know where the board wants to direct the administration to go with this. Do we want to take it down? Do we want to wait till we find out who owns it? What do we, help me out here, Mr. Campbell?
Well, if we don't own it, that must be their banner, and if they don't want it, let them take it down.
If it's theirs, if it's their banner, if we pay for it.
But if it's not, we don't know if we pay.
We don't know that.
I will check, and whoever's banner it is, I'll return it to whoever the owner.
Because of all the conversation we've had about banners, I don't believe that coming up.
Yeah.
Well, on the same aspect, we have a picture of a complex that we don't have as a centerpiece of our website. So, one, I'd like to have Mr. Bauer involved in the conversation because he put a lot of time and energy into this. Two, I'd like to know who paid for the banner. And three, if the Endowment Association, which actually said they were doing this big hoopla to raise money for a field project, they just didn't raise it, and now they're worried that the field project, I think, is distracting from their fundraising efforts. That seems a little bit reverse to me. If they have fundraising efforts going on, then they need to be fundraising and sending stuff out and doing whatever, but it seems that they use this medium to raise money. They weren't successful for whatever number of reasons, the economy, let's call it. But now they just want to take a banner down. Maybe that's also taking hope down. I thought there were two banners, too. Wasn't there one before behind the school?
I thought that they moved the one from the front to the back, but it's possible that there is two. Bernie, I think when I spoke to him, said the one in the front gets moved to the back in the fall.
I would table the discussion until everybody knows all the facts.
I think it needs to be tabled to get the facts. I mean, they're asking us to take something down. We're not even sure if it's ours or theirs. So I think we need to get answers to those questions before we make any decision. And I guess we can reach out to the endowment fund, Mrs. Hom, and try to secure that.
Find out what the story is.
So we'll
And I think their real reason for removing it, at least what was conveyed to me, is their concern was that they are raising things for multiple reasons, not just the field. So they did not want it to appear that the only thing on their plate was the field. Because they had other people investing for other reasons. Pat would know.
Yes, I am a former member of the endowment, and they do raise money for scholarships. They raise money for a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. And I think that there have been a lot of missteps with the field project. I've been a professional fundraiser for longer than I would like to admit, and it is very difficult to raise funds for a program that you have no idea what it is. And until this board makes a decision as to what project it's going to put forth, it's going to continue to be very difficult for the endowment to assist us with that effort.
I think the problem, Pat, and I've said this before, is that, in my opinion, there's been a disconnect from day one.
Absolutely.
Between the group and the Board of Education. I've been on the board 17 months, and I think everybody's efforts are, you know, to be applauded, and I'm not pointing a finger at, you know, either us or them, but I think there was just not a real open line of communication, and I think that's what we need to restart and find out where we actually are and where we're going, because really this board can't pick a plan if we don't know what we're working with. I mean, if we don't know anything that we're working with, again, when we came out with the three options, we had three options based on, you know, we had heard figures of $300,000, $200,000, $215,000. I was given information as the board president that I went out to the public with and then found out the following day, that wasn't right. So we need to go back to square one and nail it all down, and then we will be able to proceed forward from there. So it would be my suggestion that we direct the administration to find out who owns the banner, table that discussion on whether we're putting it up or down till we have that information, and then again to go back to the endowment fund and see where they are with what they can or would not be able to contribute to the field project, and then start the discussion with the coaches and move us forward in that direction. Any questions?
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. The Manasquan Board of Education goals, we kind of already jumped over to there. So, again, I'm just going to ask all of you to get something to me during the week so we can come back to the table next week and hopefully wrap that up. A couple of things. I had attended the MES PTO meeting on September 13th. I was invited to speak about our meetings and to address frequently asked questions. It was pretty much a board 101. For example, how can I find out what's on the agenda? Can anyone ask questions at meetings? Where can a person go to obtain a schedule of meetings? At the same meeting, Nancy Sanders, the Manasquan Elementary School Counselor and Intervention Referral Services Coordinator, shared information that our school has been selected to partner with the Roots program, a packet of media information I gave to the Patch and to the CoStar as well. The Roots program is an anti-bullying, harassment, and intimidation program for students in grades 7 and 8, coordinated by Princeton University beginning in the 2012-2013 school year. You should have information in your folders on this as well. The Roots program focuses on changing student perceptions of acceptable and desirable behavior through a bottoms-up grassroots intervention that centers on the students' perceptions of their social worlds. If you have any questions or information, Mrs. Sanders said that she would be, you know, more than happy to answer that for you. So I'd like to congratulate Mrs. Sanders and Principal Graziano for securing this opportunity for the district. Also, I had received an email from the town, which I had passed on to the superintendent and to Mrs. Hom, that they were speaking with the Monmouth County Mosquito Control, Borough Engineer, and Superintendent of Public Works regarding the condition of vegetation and growth under the breezeways over at the elementary school. The Mosquito Control of Monmouth County has offered to come and clear the area sometime in the spring, and the town was asking for permission from the board to pursue this matter. I've already spoken again with the superintendent and the business administrator, and they'll coordinate with the town. I'm sure nobody has any objections to them coming and cleaning.
The only question that I have is that you have to have a permit to be in the stream bed.
That'd be a question for them, because they're the ones offering, so.
That's fine.
That would be what my suggestion would be.
My past experience with them is they get the permits.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah, from the way.
Because in order to de-snag the stream, you have to have a permit.
From what I read, Peg, it kind of looked like this was, but again, they just wanted to know that we were interested in going forward, and I didn't think we would object to that one.
No.
Okay, and I think that's it. Oh, Honeywell alerts. Just to let the public know that from now on, we're going to be using the Honeywell alerts. It was a suggestion of many, many parents over the last 15 months. I spoke with Mr. Mahan, and we did use it for the last, for this meeting. We're going to be using it going forward. The day before the meetings, an alert will go out, letting people know that the agenda is up, where the meeting is, when it is, and then this way people want to, you know, make the effort to look at what's on the agenda if they want to make an effort to come out to the meetings and hopefully get more public support and input. Nice. Any questions?
That's great.
Very good.
Mrs. Purdy.
First of all, I just wanted to thank you, but you beat me to it. The Honeywell was great. That was, I got a few knocks on the door from neighbors. This is great. There were parents, obviously, that are registered, and they like that. I was approached by two different parents with regards to the following question. Do we have a dollar amount on the cleanup that took place right before school started?
No, I had it the past two meetings, and you didn't ask me.
I
can bring it next week again.
Yeah.
Okay. There wasn't overtime, was there?
Only on the Saturday. Yeah.
So there was overtime.
There was overtime just on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Saturday is always overtime.
And this question is with regards to the elementary school, MES. There seems to be a big question mark as to the class size in the third grade. There's I got a phone call literally as I was walking out to come to the meeting, and all I can say is I'll look into it. I have no idea. My children are a little bit older, so I'm not in that loop. And the parent asked me to please. They were very rational, and they're going back tomorrow to back to school, and they're going to, you know, have some questions for the teachers and stuff. But I was a little bit alarmed to hear that one of the third grades has 27 children in it. And, you know, for a beautiful town that we live in, that's a large number. Again, I'm repeating, I'm just the messenger here. I could be completely wrong on that. And another classroom has 26, and that, I believe, is a co-teacher situation.
Is this the same grade, both?
Third grade. Yes, the big question is the third grade levels. So
how many third grade teachers are there?
Four, I believe.
Yeah, so that.
Well, I think you have a to-do list on that one.
Yeah, I have four, but.
Yeah, and actually that was my third question about the third grade. They wanted to know exactly how many third grades do we have. Mm-hmm. So as a board member, if it would be okay with you, if, you know, I'm not overstepping my boundaries, if we can just have a number of the elementary, how many K through 8 grades do we have? Three. And the size, I would appreciate that.
I think Mr. Mahan can get back to us next week with the exact numbers of the
We started the year with 75 in third grade, which would be three sections, if it fell that way, three sections of 25. It doesn't always fall that way for a lot of different reasons. For third grade, 25 is high, but it falls within the realm of acceptability.
Acceptability, right.
And I know in putting this budget together, there were a number of concerns about keeping the, getting the budget in under cap and getting the budget in at a reasonable amount, and considerations in terms of tax increases. There were a lot of factors that contributed to it, and there were a lot of priorities that were established.
Right.
But I'll find out exactly where it is now and how that situation is panning out.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions from the board? All new business. Mr. Shelton.
Is there an update on the roof, Peg, where we're at here?
The roof project, we were supposed to do the final checklist Monday. So Ted was supposed to come down yesterday. I haven't seen the final checklist yet, but it was supposed to be done yesterday. So I would imagine that this week I will hear from him on the substantial completion. There's still a few more things, but they have most of the trim done, all around the capping, all around the top. The brickwork is done. The roofs were done. There were still some things with drains that they were working on. And then we'll see what Ted came up with in the list once he presents it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions? We'll open up the floor to the second public forum. You can comment on any item you'd like. You come to the podium and just give your name and your address, please, for the record.
Heather Garrett Muley, 28 Elizabeth Avenue. Just for clarity, there's always been four teachers with that third grade when they started kindergarten, first grade, second grade. This year's there's three. So there's been a massive change in the class sizes with that group.
Mm-hmm.
So that for kindergarten, they've always felt that that class size was so big that they needed a teacher. They would shift a teacher from grade level to be with them, and then this year they have three. So the class sizes are very, very big in there. And also to take note, this is the first year they're doing in-class support. So there's a there's a change that this elementary school is taking of going from not an in-class support situation. This is new for them, and now they're having on top of that larger class sizes, which is hard to begin with. So one of those classes that have those large numbers have in-class support in there as well. New to the school. They didn't do it before. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Anybody else? Seeing no one, we'll close the floor. Sunshine Law Resolutions. The Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10-4-6, allows for the exclusion of the public from that portion of a public meeting with certain matters which might endanger the public interest or risk the deprivation of individual rights are discussed, and the Board of Education wishes to discuss the following matters in a non-public closed meeting with the resulting discussion being made public when a proper conclusion has been reached and there's no longer a need for confidentiality. Number three, any matter the disclosure of which would constitute an unwarranted invasion of individual privacy unless the affected individual or his or her parent or guardian shall request in writing that the matter be disclosed at a public meeting, HIB. Number seven, any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation other than collective bargaining, contract negotiations in which the Board of Education is or may become a party, or any matter falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his or her ethical duties as an attorney. And number eight, any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, and the conditions of employment, evaluation, or disciplining of any specific employee unless the individual employee requests in writing that the matter be discussed at a public meeting, personnel, HIB. Now, therefore, be resolved, the Massachusetts Board of Education will hold a closed executive session immediately. It is anticipated the closed session will not last longer than 45 minutes. No action.
If there's no action, then I think we should strike that other line saying action will be taken or be eliminated. Say the Board of Education will not be returning to public session.
The Board of Education will not be returning to public session after the closed session. I have a motion to go into closed. Is that what I'm doing, Mr. McCumber? Motion to go into executive. Thank you, Mr. Campbell. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Roll call.
Let me do all this in favor.
You said roll call.
Okay. Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Sure. Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. Degenspang?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winnestella?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great, all right.
How you doing, Charles?
I'm sorry, Bob, what'd you say?
That's yours, I think.